KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's mostly cloudy in Atlantic, 16 degrees. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with a high of 33. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC Equal Housing Lender. In Western Iowa news, a Denison man arrested last month on burglary and criminal mischief charges is free on bond with his trial set to take place next month. 20-year-old Winston Joseph Leal was charged in connection with an incident which occurred in Harlan on October 27th. Leal allegedly kicked in the walk-in door of a garage at 411 6th Street in Harlan. While in the garage, he allegedly took a subwoofer box containing three 10-inch speakers and destroyed a 50-inch flat-screen television valued at $1,300. Leal faces felony charges of burglary in the third degree and second degree criminal mischief. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 10 years in jail with additional fines totaling $10,000. Leal posted a $10,000 bond last Friday and is scheduled to appear at his trial on January 31st in Shelby County District Court. In addition, Leal has pled not guilty to a charge filed in November of interference with official acts. The alleged offense took place on November 14th. His trial on that serious misdemeanor charge will take place May the 12th of 2012. News time is 8:04.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Members of the Cam Community School District's Board of Education met Monday night in Anita to hear a report from Superintendent Steve Pelzer about an opportunity to become involved with a company which provides students a free online learning experience. Pelzer told KJAN News the district has been involved in discussions over the past week or so with a national full-time online K-12 learning company, talking about a possible partnership that would create a free online K-12 full-time learning school in Iowa. Pelzer said Monday night's meeting was an opportunity to share with the board what he's learned about the company, Connections Education, which is based in Baltimore, Maryland. He said a representative from Connections is scheduled to appear before the board during another special meeting Thursday at the High School Media Center in Anita. During that 6:30 p.m. session, the Connections rep will present additional information on their program. Pelzer said the board was interested enough during the previous meeting to hear more about the school. He says Connections Education is part of Pearson Learning. The company has already partnered with the Departments of Education or schools in more than 20 states. He says an online K-12 school is a brand new and interesting concept in Iowa and something that may be worth pursuing in the future. A school district in eastern Iowa is exploring a similar online program but with a different company. Pelzer said if CAM went with Connections Education, it would likely result in a completely new school district in the school in the district and would benefit CAM students by allowing them access to certain online classes that they would otherwise not be able to take. Students could take the classes from home. Pelzer said the company wants to involve parents in the process. The reason the full-time program would be free, according to Pelzer, is that it would follow the state's open enrollment laws and that students from across the state would have an opportunity to meet all the timelines and qualifications for open enrollment to enroll into an online academy. The fees would be funded by the respective resident school district. Pelzer said no decisions have been made with regard to the program. He says the CAM district is, quote, looking to explore possibilities that would benefit our district and benefit our kids. Well, last week we told you about a cyber attack targeting local businesses and in some cases individuals who conduct a substantial amount of automated clearinghouse or ACH transactions from their computers. ACH is an electronic network for financial transactions that processes large volumes of both credit and debit transactions. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green had said at the time that there was one confirmed victim of the attacks and another suspected of being attacked. Well, today, the Nation of Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic is set to announce its computer systems have been breached by a cyber virus aimed at the organization's financial information. We contacted YMCA Executive Director Dan Haynes last week, who confirmed the Y's computers had been hit by a keylogging virus, but he would not disclose the amount of money they lost as a result of the breach. That's expected to become clearer today during a press conference slated for 10 a.m. In a letter sent to YMCA members, Haynes and the YMCA board said authorities are continuing to investigate the financial breach of information which has affected the Y's general fund. At this point, investigators with the FBI, Iowa DCI, and Atlantic Police do not believe the virus sought to obtain members' banking information, but it is possible that information was compromised. Any person or business who has made automatic payments to the Y, according to the letter, needs to take necessary precautions. And that would include closely monitoring your bank account and notifying your financial institution, local law enforcement, and the Iowa Attorney General's office if you see any unauthorized activity. Experts also recommend that you contact one of the three U.S. credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion, to find out if there have been any changes to your credit report. Authorities say they believe the cyber thieves were only interested in company ACH information, which is the reason the Nishna Valley Family YMCA notified its members that if they conducted ACH transactions with the Y, such as automatic payment processing through monthly drafts, the bank routing number on that account and the name on the account could have potentially been compromised. It won't be known how long the attack affected the YMCA's computers for several months while the investigation is underway or what data was compromised. The Y does have a security system in place to protect personal information, but as Police Chief Green said last week, the virus is virtually undetectable even with the best antivirus software and firewalls. If you have any questions about the ACH cyber attack on the YMCA's computers, call Dan Haynes at 712-243-3934, and we'll tell you what he had to say during this morning's news conference during our news at noon. A semi-truck driver from Illinois missing since last Friday was found dead in his still-running truck Monday evening in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff's Department spokesman Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie said 58-year-old Terry Ross of Monmouth, Illinois, was found by deputies after a fellow trucker located Ross's semi along an I-80 rest stop near Minden, which was under construction. Ross worked for Liberty Trucking in Burlington, Iowa. Sergeant Ritchie said the trucking company notified law enforcement agencies along Ross's route that he hadn't been responding to their calls. One of the agencies which was notified was the Des Moines Police Department. Ritchie says an officer with the Des Moines PD called the sheriff's office to inform them of the situation.
They said that they had put out an attempt to locate this gentleman driving a truck for Liberty Transport, and he explained the tractor was white, the trailer was white, and that they had done a ping, and that the ping was in the area of 385th Street in our county, which would have been up close near the interstate. At that time, we sent an officer in the area of where the last ping was picked up. Did not locate at that time.
The ping he's referring there was to his cell phone where they triangulate a signal. The semi was still covered in snow when it was discovered by a Liberty truck driver from Coal Valley, Illinois. The man called 911 after he knocked on the cab of the still-running semi but received no answer. Sergeant Ritchie said the cause of the man's death remains under investigation, but foul play was not suspected. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will know today how much time he'll get behind bars for 18 counts of corruption, and he'll have one last chance to make a plea to the judge in Illinois. Prosecutors want Blagojevich to get 15 to 20 years, in part for trying to sell President Obama's old Senate seat. The FDA is expected to decide today whether girls under 17 can get the morning after pill without a prescription. Right now, Plan B, one-step emergency contraception, is available without a prescription only for women 17 and older. And the maker of a hormone replacement drug may have to pay out more in awards when a jury decides on punitive damages. Yesterday, a jury in Philadelphia awarded three women, $72.6 million in compensatory damages over their use of Prempro. They claim the drug by Wyeth Pharmaceuticals gave them breast cancer. News time is 8:11.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, Delta Annetta View of Har, age 92 of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Delta View will be held today at 1:30 at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert S. Croman, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Saturday in Harlan. Memorial services for Robert Croman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Rodney Carlson, age 55, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Rodney Carlson will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Joseph Finken, age 85, of Defiance, died Monday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for John Finken will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Bobby Eugene Huebner, age 72, of rural Lewis, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Services for Bobby Huebner are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.